וילך תופשים עין תס יש נס עין טויבו on a calendar, advertising a calendar. Parashat Tshuva, we're always seeking the Aser Shemei Tshuva. The Rambam writes, Perekimu Mehuchas Tshuva Lachakimu. Kishem Sheshoyklin Avoyin Esodem Zichiyos Vishas Misosa Kavachos Shona Vishona Shoyklin Avoyin Ois Kolecha Vechmi Boi Oilom Zichiyosov ביום טוב של רב השונה ושנים של צדיק נחתם לחיים ושנים של ראשו נחתם למיסה based on the Gemara in Tezayin and Bebez in Rosh Hashanah שלוש ספרים נפתחים on the cross of Bedoy three ספרים נפתחים on Rosh Hashanah אחד של צדיק עם גמורים ואחד של רישויים ואחד של בינינים ושנים של צדיק נחתם לחיים ושנים של ראשו נחתם למיסה והבינני תוילן לו עד יום כי הכיפורים ובינני תוילן לו עד יום כיפורים הם עושה תשובה נחתם לחיים אז משמע קלילי from the Rambam שיט הפשטס that in order to be zeicha בדין for the בינני he has to do תשובה Vimlav nechno misachas v'shol. On tshuva, the Rambam says clearly, the Beinoni has to do tshuva. Without tshuva, he can't make it. And be'etzem, everybody asked the question. The L'choyro, why dafka tshuva? Yubitzel, Petterberger, famous Kach Vayar, why Dafka Tshuva, L'choyre, any mitzvah they would do would tip the scales, he's a Beinoni. Agam, the Rambam holds that it's not totally in Kamus, it's totally in Eichus, but the Maestro of Shaldavah, one mitzvah should be Machriya. So why is the Rambam says, in Moshe Tshuva Nechtam, L'chaim, Evlam Nechtam, L'mis. The Bitzel says, I'll pee that round when she toss up at seven. The Rambam says that the Yisoid of the mitzvahs are not weighed in kamus, in quantity, but in quality. And he says you could have one mitzvah connected many aveiros, and one aveir connected many mitzvahs. So says a Vitzel that this man of Dirshu Hashem b'motzu k'rol yoyse korob, the Gemara learns in Yud Ches, Eilu asor yom shabim ha-shonu yom yom yikipurim, the Beirin shulay lom. His mom is with us. He's here. He's close. He's asking after Nusin Yad. He's putting out his hand to do tshuva. A person that doesn't do tshuva now, the aveira of not doing tshuva is so gross, it's connected many, many, no matter how many mitzvahs will do. So if you don't do tshuva, that's the Rabitzel's Mahalev. But the Ma'is in the Loshna Rambam, it's mashma. That bein and toil and ad yom kippurim im osa tshuva nechtam l'chaim. It's mashma that you need the ma'isa tshuva to be nechtam l'chaim. If you what he says, because you're not doing tshuva. Oh. Beetzem, Aser Shemei Tshuva is this man, this very fascinating man, a Meridik is man of Kirva. But it's more than just Kirva, the British from his mom is near. He says that it's Kilu, the person, if he really tunes in, he could really feel a different connection. He says doima to a person that says eyes are closed, but there's a candle in front of him. He might not see it because the eyes are closed, but at the end of the day, there's a perception, he understands, he feels, he knows that the candle is near. This is this man of Dirushu Hashem be Motzah Karubio, is a curve, the Ibnish was very, very clean on. And therefore, this man is a miracle man for tshuva, but I think there's more over here. And the chesaron of the Beinoni, I'd like to be mazrid. First, we want to go to the parasha. In Parashas Vayelech, which is this week's parasha, we have an interesting sugya. Hashem tells Moshe, "Hinei shoychev v'mavisecha, yekom om hazeh v'sonach re'elkei neichar ha'oretz." Klal Yisrael is going to have to neichar ha'oretz, the nochri, the people, the foreigners, but they shouldn't be going. Hashem boshom b'kir v'azavani. I'm going to leave them. They're going to leave my bris. I'm going to be master my face from them. And they'll start. I'm going to be master my pon in. They're going to have a chesh v'shom tzoris from that. V'omar b'yoy mahu. Klal Yisrael is going to say on that day, "Halo alki ein alakai v'kirvi." Klaus is coming to a realization. They're going to come to our koramitis. What is all these sorrows? Rahman al Islam, why the bad things? Why do we have to go through the suffering? Klaus is coming to a very clear akrokara. V'omar b'yoy mahu. On that day, haloy alkiyein elekai b'kirbi mitzouni haroi sa'ila. A clear 100% definite hakara. Kiena lakai bekir. Says the next pasuk. Go anoichi haster aster pone bayayim ha'am. I'm going to not only do a hastara, one hastara, I'm going to give him even a bigger hastara. Anoichi haster aster pone bayayim ha'am. Hakara shosho tifono lakim ha'am. It's much of the pasuk that gets much worse now. So the Mephoshim all speak about what's going on. They said, there was a recognition, a clear recognition. All the first of talk about it. Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho ki choshalto b'avoinecho. Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho choshalto b'avoinecho because you were mekach. So Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. What's the title of the pasuk here? So the choir, you want to say mahalach as Eved Musa. That's we find the very interesting Mitzvah, very interesting. Or minig of Klal Yisrael, is at the end of Yom Kippur, the final, the finale, the last act, we'll call it. Yom Kippur ends with this moment. We all know it, we're all high, we're all going up and up, we get to the climax of the whole Yom Kippur, which Shabbos speaks about as Ne'ilah. It's the climax of the Yom Kippur, which speaks that Ne'ilah is a time where we have to put an extra koiches. It's the end. And what's the end of Ne'ilah? We saw what we say, the Slichas at the end, and we come to Shema Yisrael. And the last thing that we end before we say the Kaddish and blow the shofar, everybody's waiting for that orange juice. But the Maisa, what's the last thing before we get into, before we think about the Rogaloch, is Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. It's very interesting. That's how we end it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Reish Chav Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says that we say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. What's the word? We escort HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to Shomayim. Because he came down now, Dushu Hashem v'imotzoi karuv v'yaisakaroi. The Yibayin Yishlom was with us. You start to think about it. When I say there was Hashem v'lekim, you try to grab on. The Yibayin Yishlom, there was a certain kiruv, especially on Kippur, you felt it even more. Now the Yibayin Yishlom got about this. If you go into the sukkah, so you get it also. You retain it in the sukkah. But the Maisa, you have to go on the Cholamoya trip, so it's hard to stay in the sukkah. But the Maisa, 6 flags. Anyway, but the Maisa, that's the word of voice. Hashem will akim was scored in Zion poem. Atam, the lavois, Hashkina, Shemesala, Lalois, the Maila, the Shiva Rakim. The score to the back up above the Shiva Rakim. Bekitza, that's the time. But I was thinking to myself, maybe there's another Siba, another time. But the Makar of Hashem Hu Elokim, everybody knows. Everybody knows what the Makar of Hashem Hu Elokim. So El Ma'isav El Yol Ahar Karma. And what happened over there? The Klal Yisrael was in the time they were serving Avodah Zarah. They were busy with Avodah Zarah. And Eliyahu, Hashem told him, "Ad Mosai Atem Poischem Al Shnei Seifim. Why, to when are you going to be a ping pong ball? Going on, to when are you going to be unsure? When are you going to be Poischem Al Shnei Seifim? When are you going to be busy with both teams? Im Hashem Elokim, Telech Acharav. V'im Habalu Elokim, Telech Acharav." And the question is, Chaim already has, what's the Pshat Kodesh Bozim? Yo, Habalu Elokim, Telech Acharav. Because the Teretz is when a person is in that matzav, where he's unsure, where he has both. Much more dangerous. The person is sometimes on the other side, at least he can come back to do tshuva, but when he's in that matzah of abeinani, in the matzah of the middle, where he's pisel shnei se'ifim, he's living a life where he wants to move forward in one way to close to Hashem. On the other line, he keeps that other part of his life together. He's busy with the other things. Special for Erev Yom Kippur, I say. He's busy with both worlds. He can't decide. He can't come to achlota how he should really live his life. He's living a double life, a double identity. That's the most dangerous thing. because he'll never get anything. Because he always says, "I'm doing good. I'm still doing good. I'm still doing good." Said, "I do bad. I do good." If he's a guy, if a guy's doing bad, he knows he's doing bad. There's a chance of tshuva. There's a chance of coming back. There's a chance of being connected. But if a person plays Seach, Shnei Seifim, he's doing good, he'll never think because he always tells, "But I'm doing good also." And to you four, because Bro tells Eliyahu, Bara Carmel, Klal Yisrael must make that achlota. Whether they're going to be to every mitzvah, ain't tzadar for Oretz. But the achlota, the decision to be, have a clarity on what you want to do with your life. If you're going to be a person that's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're dedicating your life and your actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to live a life that's looking to do the right thing, that is a life of to be covered your mind in this world. You might mess up in Tzadik Baruch. A Tzadik is 51%, we said. He could do many, many aveiros. He's not trying to do aveiros, but he messes up. He can't, sometimes it's out of his control. But where's his machshava? Where's his identity? What is his identity? Who is he? Whose team is he on? What does he want to be identified as? This is the deciding question. This is what Yom Kippur and Asar Hashem Yitzhuv is about. For a tzaddik, ain't a chanami. He's already decided. He's nechtam l'chayim. The problem is the beinoni, Rabbi Yisai. The beinoni, that's why he has to do tshuva. Tshuva, the kavani is, he has to make that achlota, who he is. And if he can't make that achlota, he has no zchus kiyum. Because you have to be somebody who knows. A person has to have a zchus kiyum, he has to know what he's doing with his life. If he can't, it could be it's even worse than the Rasha. It's therefore the Beinoni has that time of a Aser Shimei Tshuva to decide whose team is he on. And this could be the emes of Pshan and Urchi Aster Ponai, because the guy came to Achlota, he came to Akora, I'm sorry. He came to Akora. That the reason why it's happening, he understands that he's far from the manager, Laila. Kiena Lakaiba Kirby. So what does he do about it? He remains in that dual lifestyle. I understand I'm doing wrong in a certain way, but and Hashem is right, and maybe that's the right way. On the other hand, I don't want to give up my Avodah Zarah. I want to live the dual identity. Hashem is a God, but at the same time, I have my Avodah Zarah. I want to remain my Getchka. Anochi haste upon my hand. Be worse, Hashem will give much worse clock. At the beginning, they were doing the wrong thing. But at least they understood they're doing the wrong thing. Yeah, they're living a double identity. No, you understand the right thing, but I want to live together with my Getchka also. It's a double identity. And that's Pshat Shuvah Hashem. Ad Hashem Alekecha. Ki Choshalt Vavonecha. The Radak learns the Radak. Ki Choshalt Vavonecha. Ki Ator Roya She Choshalt Vavonecha. Lefich Yesh Choloshim Al Hashem Yisboch. Ki Eim Ekimchi Machsholcha Elo Tshuvoscha Elo. You understand, you are Koish Vavonecha. That's Ki Choshalt Vavonecha. We can't tell a guy to do tshuva if he doesn't have that understanding. If he doesn't realize he did, he doesn't have that the clarity. But Ki Choshalt Vavonecha, you were the Nichshal Ya'ovoi. You have the clarity. This is what's causing you to be Nichshal and go vayta. So what are you doing about it? The right thing is yeshuva. Go to the right side. Decide what to do. Change. Make a change. Some step to in the right direction. Shuva Yisrael Hashem Lekech. This is the Yisoid of Yisrael. That a person who has that Hakara, a person has the understanding. And if he has an understanding, it's a Bari. If he doesn't have the understanding yet, okay, hopefully one day he'll have it. But there's not as big as a tiny yet. According to Eliyahu Navi, maybe one day they'll come. But here, the person that has that understanding, You know what's right. Are you not? So Bereshim gives us Asara Yom. If you can't make that achnot to remain, there's a bigger time. There's Yilavki to tshuva. Tshuva is to take that achlota, to have that realization that you really understand that Be'emes is the right way, and I'm going to make some steps in that direction. That's Devor. I'm going to change. I'm going to head towards my identity that makes steps in the right direction of giving up that double identity, living the double standard, living a life as a Yid and being attached to everything else that takes us down from Yiddishkeit. That double standard is terrible for a person. That was Eliyahu's taina. Mashem u'lakim. And that's the tachlis and tachlis of the Sereshim Meitshuva Rabbeisa. That's the tach. The tzaddik already knows it. That's why he's nachdom l'chayim. But the beinoni is in a terrible position. And since he didn't realize it till Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll give him that extended period. But if I can, it's mirachamim gedoylim. The period of Sereshim Meitshuva is mirachamim gedoylim for a beinoni. That beinoni has an opportunity now to make that decision in Hashem hu elokim telech acharav v'im lav. And if he doesn't, so Anochi has the panameham. You realize the truth. There's a recognition of the truth. You understand the truth, and you're still continuing the double identity. You have no schus kiyum. This is a very, very important thing, Rabbi Yisai, lesson for us, Rabbi Yisai. Because in a lot of ways, Rabbi Yisai, everybody, the female Dregosom, they have their own getchkes inside the pockets. And the things that we live a double identity, Rabbi Yisai. Whether it's real getchkes in the forms of technology, Rabbi Yisai, or getchkes in our minds, that we live a life, that we have clarity, there's a certain clarity, a certain understanding of Hashem Hu Elokim, and yet we don't live that lifestyle. We don't act upon it. We're still attached to our whatever it is, Avodah Zarah is, or whatever it is, that Be'etzim are holding us back from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest oath. And this is the tachas of Aser Shemei Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down. What's the tachas of coming down during this time? The verse that we said, because Baruch Hashem is trying to give us that clarity with its myriadic oifin of clarity. Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about, is the time to get clarity. The Gimel Yisoidus, we talk over Malchus, Zichronos V'Shoivros. We talk about, as the Sefer Charedim says, Sefer Ikum, sorry, in the Mashon, in Lamed Beis, in Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Keneged, in Metzias Hashem, Zichronos Shchar V'Oinish, and Shoivros Terem Ben Hashamayim, as we were Masverit, that a person understands he's a Nivra, that's Malchus, you understand you're a Nivra. You understand, Metzias Hashem is a Borei Oil in the world who created a world and created you with a tafkid. Why, how do we know there's a tafkid? Because it's Schar V'Oinish, that's a Chroinus. So what do I do about it? Torah Ben HaShomayim. The Torah now teaches you. Okay, what do I have to do? What's the instructions? How do I get to where I need to get to? That's Torah Ben HaShomayim. So Rosh Hashanah, L'dover Hashem Oiri. Oiri is the day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down and shows that tremendous awe. It's the start of these Aser Shemei Tshuva. What's the start of Aser Shemei Tshuva? It's the realization that Kodesh Baruch Hu is like that candle in front of you, that you might not you have your eyes closed, but you know its presence. That's the tachlis of the time. But once you know that, Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, you have to realize, I can't live this same double identity. I have to start giving up things that are a stira to this Metzias. That's what Tshuva is. That's what Tshuva is. All these things that we do is the pshat is a stira to that hakara. And the more a person works and is oivate on this midah, Rabbi Yisai, of giving up things that are a stira to that hakara, to that recognition, Rabbi Yisai, that's the ma'aseh of tshuva. That's what tshuva is about. Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give up the things that are the chatzitza, that are preventing. What is tshuva? The Mabit said, Chakarti b'in tshuva, mazeh tshuva. Tshuva means to return to your makor. Everybody's in the neshama. Who we are in the neshama. And the neshama wants to go back to its source. What's prevented is the chatzitza, it's the guf, and with its ritzoyness, its desires to do whatever, taking him in the other direction. In Mabalulakim, it doesn't have to be avoid zara b'mamish. It could be any type of thing that we believe in is something else that gives pleasure, that gives sustenance, that gives anything in this world that we believe in, anything that we're attached to, which is a direct contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva is about, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what tshuva. That's what tshuva is all about. That's why Shabbos tshuva is such a big day, Rabbi Yisrael. It's called Shabbos tshuva. What's it do? Shabbos. Shabbos is the time when the bria returns to its makor, Rabbi Yisrael. To that understanding, Shabbos is the time. We say Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. You look at Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. What's Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos? The Pesach Rabbah speaks about it. The first part of Mitzvah Shel talks about the bria, and it talks about the Rishoyim being punished later on at the end of it, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the Yisoid? It's the first Shabbos is the time when we go back to our source and we return to be Mitzvahin. What's it all about? What are we here for? What's the tachlis? That's what Shabbos is, Rabbi Zvetza. And that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is returning to the source and giving up the things. And again, if a person makes that small step towards that direction, we're not going to do tshuva shlema right away, halavai, Rabbi Zvetza. But it's not within our koyah. But to give up something, Rabbi Zvetza, something in our life, take one thing in our life that we know is direct stira. It's something that's preventing us from connecting our soul with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know, and each one knows himself. There's one or two things, it could be 50 things. But take one thing, Rabbi Yisrael, that's already a step in the direction that you want to connect. Ad Hashem Elokecha. But if a person just goes on with the same lifestyle, the double standard, and not correcting, not moving forward, there's a chasar in there. That means he doesn't want to give it up. On that, you have a recognition, you understand what's right. And you're still going in, you're still not giving up those things that are stira. So that's then you haven't decided what's the real thing. It hasn't been achvata gemura. You have in Hashem Elokim le'elach achara. That's the yisoid of tshuva. The Ma'aseh, there's a famous story I once said over in one of the Franz books, the Gevaldige story, which it tells over this word in an extreme way, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Ma'aseh, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, we each and every one has this, and something that he has to be misbinding in. So he told the story about a yeshiva bacha. That a yeshiva bacha, I don't know if he heard the story himself, from the bacha, or one of the different Rebbe told it to him, but it was a certain yeshiva bacha that was learning in a yeshiva, but he was living a life, a double standard life. During the day, he was all with his Borsellino, beautiful hat, and his nice white shirts. And he came to the Beis Medrash, whether he was learning or not. Halavai, could be he was learning, but he showed up to the storm at day. That was day, Rabbi Yisrael. But his night was a different story. His night was about going out to different places. Because when he was a young boy, he learned drums. And he was a good drummer. And he used to drum all the time. And he became a very good drummer. And he enjoyed playing the drums, not only in Jewish places, but he liked to play in the Goyish places also. The bars and all these different things, and where you know, different places in the world, or wherever he was, in Manhattan, whatever, different places in the city. And he would go out and spend his nights in different pub bars and stuff like that, whatever, for the English we'll call it pubs, whatever it is, but the mice, he used to go out. And he was very good, so good, that one time I was playing a gig in one of these bars, so a producer of a famous band came over to me and said, "Kid, you're very good. After you finish tonight, I'd like you to come into my office." And they had a meeting. They met and he said, "Listen, I need some good drummers to do big gigs, playing this major band that I have. And you're very quality. You have a lot of quality. You could be tops, fame and fortune. So I'm making you a contract right now. Make you a contract. And the contract is going to be a certain amount of money. He wrote down the contract, the whole thing. Until he got to the bottom line, he was about to sign. And he saw on the bottom line, you will have to play on weekends. And he knew weekends didn't mean just Sunday or Motzei Shabbos. Motzatz. He didn't know what Motzatz was. Even Motzatz, he didn't know what it was. But the Maisa, he meant Friday night auditions. So the Maisa, the boy said, listen, I have to look over the contract again. I'll come back. So he said, okay, you have a week to decide. But the job's waiting for you. And you, and he said, by the way, you don't realize we're a famous band. If you, you know, you might not be the lead drummer, but eventually, if you play with us, this could lead to a very, very, very successful career. A famous and fortunate career. So he went back home, and he was mamish in a dilemma. Of course, he understood that he has a life to live. He wanted to be Jewish in a certain way. He understood that. Yet, you know, he still has Borsellino hat. He couldn't part with that. And he loved his mother's matzah balls. So the Maisa, that was also... But he wanted to be Jewish. Oh, he wanted to be Jewish. But at the same time, he wanted fame and fortune with everything that comes with it being a lead drummer in one of the big bands. So he mamish was back and forth. And he didn't know what to do. So he decided, what do you do in a situation? I can't make this decision. So he said, you know what? And the only thing I can do is I'll speak to a Rebbe of mine. I have a certain Rebbe that's open-minded. Can't go to those closed-minded Rebbes. They're X'd out. You gotta go to the open-minded Rebbe. But I have a certain Rebbe that I connected with in high school. And I'm going to go speak it over with him. The Chayra, he's the man to go to. So he picked up and he went to his Rebbe's house. He said, Rebbe, I have to speak to you. I have something that's really, I don't know what to do. My life's in a big, big dilemma right now. There's two ways to go. I understand that I want to be Jewish and I want to try to, you know, on one hand, keep the Shabbos and do the mitzvot in certain ways. But on the other hand, I live my life out in the streets a little bit, and I love drumming, and not only stomp drumming, I want fame, I want fortune. I can't make the decision, Rebbe, yet, and it's very perplexing. I have a couple of days, and I'm very, very confused. I don't know which way to go. So Rebbe, being smart, a very chacham, the good Rebbe, said, he didn't tell him right away, obviously, you know, what's the shaila? Because he understood this was a shaila that he's not going to just, you know, pass up, just tell him, you know, it's the wrong thing. Just, it was too much beating on his chest. So he said, listen, I want you to go home and make a list of my list, pros and cons. Put a line across the thing and make a list. And when you come out, hopefully you'll have a decision. So he went back. He went back to his house. Thought it over for a day. He wrote over all the pros and cons. The pros of going out, giving it up to the fame and fortune of the life of Riley, the world of music, and the cons, the things that he would be losing out. He came back to the Rebbe the next day. And he had his decision. He said, Rebbe, it was the best eitz you could have given me. I came, I had my decision. And I want to come discuss it with you. He came to the Rebbe. He had the paper on him. Put the paper in front of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe sees the paper. He looks on the side of the pros. He sees mamish, tens of things, fame, fortune, everything, prosperity, cars, this, that, everything that comes with it. So he was very astonished. He said, look, he sees this one, he didn't even look on the other side. So he sees it, and there's only, there's nothing on the cons. Like, that he looks over to the sides of the Khans and he sees one word. Eternity! Forever. I'm giving up on my eternity. Amosai atop Hosea. He realized that the repetition decision has to be, I have to give it up. I don't want to sacrifice my eternity. I don't want to sacrifice forever and ever. And he came back and he's sitting here in the The kitzah, but Soivishal Davar Rabbi Isai. The end of the day, Rabbi Isai. This is the message, Rabbi Isai, of Yom Kippur. The end of Yom Kippur, Vada Hashem Elokim is going on, but Hashem Elokim, that comes the crucial moment after whole Rosh Hashanah, after whole Yom Kippur. Everybody has a certain chelik of Beinoni in them. They have a certain area with Poseh, Shnei Seifim. There are things that they're not ready to give up. And those things are staring their connection. Ki choshal to bavonecho. Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Gedoy the tshuva a person could get ad Hashem Elokecha, because that's the season of tshuva. To return to your source. You be'etzim belong there. You shayach. That's where you shayach. That's why it's ad Hashem Elokecha. But why aren't we able to get ki choshal to bavonecho? Because of these avoiders, these things that are holding us back. These things that we're not ready to let go of. These things that could be sometimes small things, but sometimes the very big things that make our lives like a ping pong ball, like a yo-yo, back and forth, ups and downs. Why so many ups and downs? Everybody has ups and downs. It's true, Rabbi Isaac. But there could be a certain steiging and a certain going into orbit. There could be a certain mamish, unbelievable steiging. Because when a person realizes has that kara and he makes the steps forward, he can go into outer space, as we've seen by many guys. What holds them back? What's holding them back? That's foolish, because they're giving up on such kval gezachen. Besides eternity, that was the decision of eternity. Besides his eternity, it could be a different eternity. But he's giving up in Olam Hazeh. He could have such a happy life, instead he's been going on a ping pong ball, always guilty, back and forth. It's not easy to place it, but you have to make some step, and to give up it all, not. But if you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know there are things, there are certain areas in my life that are preventing me from making that kesher with you on the highest level, on a higher level. Let's go highest level. We're not looking at the highest level. We want to go on to another notch, a different level. I want to go up this year. I want to be a little better. But I'm not going to get better if I keep going up like a ping pong ball. Every time I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Echol Hashem, Echol La'azazel. He has part of his life, he gives La'azazel. He's busy with back and forths. And it's not easy, but he should do something, even a small thing in his life. If he knows that thing is preventing him, keeps pulling him down, he's on his way up, he's being pulled down again. His mom is jumping up, back being pulled down. What is it? You know what it is. Everybody knows that what that thing is in their own lives. So be smarter, boys. You have that kara. That's the tshuva of the Beinoni. The Beinoni is that pain. The tshuva is Hashem Hu Elokim. Make that achlata on this Yom Kippur. And that's the time of Shabbat Shuvah now. Shuvah Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. The realization, Ki Choshal Tu Bavunecha, you can be Shuvah Ad Hashem Elokecha, to be Zeicha, to a Shuvah. And this week, Rabbi Yisrael, Emes a Shuvah, where we'll declare with one whole heart, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Amen.